This is a World Challenge devotion by David Wilkerson. Removal of Fear. Suddenly, a hand touched me, and he said to me, "O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you, and stand upright." Then he said to me, "Do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words." Daniel chapter 10, verses 10 through 12. Show me a Christian who refuses to acknowledge his sin and who says, "My hands are clean," and I will show you someone with a false piety. Such a person puts on a big smile, has a confident walk, and boasts that all is well. It is all a facade. The Bible makes it clear that if anyone hides his sin, he will not prosper. God lifts his spirit from him, and his unrepentant heart is full of fear and restlessness. Show me a repentant Christian who is sensitive to sin, willing to be searched, crying out, "I am guilty, God," and I will show you one who soon will walk without any trace of fear. God will reach his mighty hand into that believer's heart and pluck out all roots of fear, so that he will know the immeasurable favor and blessing of God. Beloved, let God examine your heart. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal everything you have said or done that is grievous to him. Think of anyone you have slandered or gossiped about, and admit how sinful it was. Go to that person and seek forgiveness. I promise that if you make things right, you will release in your life favor from God as you have never known before. The Lord will open your eyes, ears, and understanding. For godly sorrow produces repentance leading to salvation, not to be regretted. But the sorrow of the world produces death. For observe this very thing, that you sorrowed in a godly manner. What diligence it produced in you! What clearing of yourselves! What indignation! What fear! What vehement desire! What zeal! What vindication! In all things you proved yourselves to be clear in this matter. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 10 through 11. World Challenge, transforming lives through the message and mission of Jesus Christ. Visit us online at worldchallenge.org.